Listen to Dr. John Coben tell why he's the best choice for Congress in 2006.
Outsourcing Bob Inglis, the tragic saga of the liberal Republican. This is Dr. John Coben. Just why should we keep Congressman Bob Inglis? Because he is such a nice, amicable man? Because he is the incumbent? Because he is a professing believer? Because he is a Republican and therefore must be better than the Democratic candidate, Bill Griffith? Inglis' voting record in 2005 was nothing like his voting record during the 1990s. Back then, he was somewhat conservative, but establishment Bob's voting record has deteriorated dramatically ever since. Now, go along to get along Bob has, for good reason, a lower approval rating from conservative organizations than most liberals do. He may be voting with the president, but he has been voting against the citizens of South Carolina and voting in favor of the New World Order. Inglis has shown that his Republican worldview has dominated whatever trifling part of the Christian worldview that one would have expected him to hold. During his tenure in Washington, he has done much damage to the cause of liberty and truth. Aside from his debilitated stance on the pro-life and gun issues, here are a few key Inglis facts based on his voting record. First, Bob Inglis is a big government liberal. He voted yea on H.R. 3010, 2005, for Labor, Health, and Human Services education appropriations totaling a massive $601.6 billion. Obviously, Bob is oblivious to the problems associated with the out-of-control federal deficit and national debt. Obviously, Bob does not mind supporting liberal welfare state programs. Likewise, Bob voted yea on H.R. 3057 in 2005, providing $20.3 billion in foreign aid in 2006, and yea on H.R. 3 in 2005, and H.R. 3673 in 2005, for $286.5 billion for pork-laden transportation research programs and $51.8 billion for Hurricane Katrina relief instead of relying on private solutions. A true conservative would cut these programs if not voted them down entirely. Second, Bob Inglis has cavalierly disregarded American sovereignty. He voted yea on H.R. 3045 in 2005 to implement CAFTA after promising not to, and voted against House Joint Resolution 27 to keep America in the WTO, a constitutional violation. These measures are effectively treaties that create multinational superstructures which supersede the authority of our Constitution. Any congressman voting for CAFTA or the upcoming FTAA is a traitor, and the WTO is hardly a social benefit to folks in our district, other than perhaps a few rich industrialists who benefit from the misnamed free trade, read managed trade, that ensures their monopoly profits. Third, Bob Inglis supports American involvement in the United Nations. He voted nay on H.R. 2862 in 2005 to cut UN membership dues and yea on H.R. 2745 in 2005 to strengthen the UN by creating a peace-building commission. A true conservative would have voted the opposite way, diminishing America's commitment to the ill-favored UN. Fourth, Bob Inglis backs the dubious agenda of extreme environmentalist groups. He voted yea on H.R. 6 in 2005 to continue prohibition of Alaskan oil drilling and add onerous fuel efficiency requirements to automobiles, making them less safe. He also is proposing rewarding facilitators of hydrogen-based energy alternatives to reduce our dependence on oil, up to $100 million. He opines, "We've got a long way to go in terms of ending this addiction to oil." But since when has the radical environmental agenda been a conservative cause? Is Bob unaware that economists like Dr. Julian Simon and other scholars have been rightly debunking the petroleum doomsayers for decades? Where has Bob been? Ingesting liberal propaganda until he can do nothing more than spew forth leftist nonsense? Apparently, Bob has not understood the need for limited government without state meddling in market sectors like energy, transportation, education, and agriculture. A true conservative should not be working to prop up such departments. Fifth, Bob Inglis legislated to undermine personal liberty and the Bill of Rights. He voted yea on H.R. 3199 in 2005, extending the Patriot Act. Would the conservative founding fathers have smiled upon Bob for undermining their work by voting for the Patriot Act? I seriously doubt it. After all, they knew the fearsomeness of tyranny firsthand. Sixth, Bob Inglis is in favor of aggressive wars and has supported President Bush's imperialistic endeavors without batting an eye at the use of torture or illegal wiretapping. He voted yay on H.R. 1268 in 2005, $82 billion funding for supplemental appropriations for the Iraqi occupation, Real ID Act, and tsunami relief. Aggressive war and empire building have always been the forte of leftists and tyrants, not constitutional conservatives or libertarians. Seventh, Bob Inglis favors questionable, wasteful, and failing public education and mental health screening programs. He voted yay on H.R. 2123 in 2005, $6.8 billion of funding for Head Start programs, and yay on H.R. 366 in 2005 to provide unconstitutional federal funding for job training and vocational studies in schools. Inglis voted nay on H.R. 3010 in 2005 to prohibit using labor, health and human services, or education department funds to implement a mental health screening program. Why not just scrap such programs in favor of less scary, private or market-based solutions? In the general election upcoming on November 7th, we will have an opportunity to unseat Congressman Bob Inglis, 4th District. Let's send a message to the neocon Republican Party and bring back bungling Bob from the Beltway. Let's replace him with the pro-life, pro-gun, pro-liberty libertarian candidate who has a coalition with the Constitution Party, the League of the South, and many other true conservative and liberty-loving groups. We must not stand for any more lies, deserted promises, or treachery. We must not let the Republicans scare us into believing that it is better to vote for liberal Inglis in order to avoid getting the even worse liberal Griffith. It simply just doesn't get much worse than Bob Inglis. Seriously, let's send a message this time by voting pro-life libertarian for a change. The power of positive change is in your hands.
Paid for by Coben for Congress, U.S. House of Representatives, 4th District race. For more information, visit www.cobenforcongress.com.